Okay, let's get into the next mitzvah. Mitzvah Tav Kuf Samach Tes, mitzvah 569. The second mitzvah dealing with an Eved that ran away from his master in Chutz Laaretz, comes to Eretz Yisrael and wants to stay. So there is an Issa Daraisa to give him back to his master in Chutz Laaretz to send him back. We discussed the Machlokas Rambam Rush. Does that mean you have to set him free or at least just not send him back to Chutz Laaretz? And today the added isser is, once he stays here, we are not allowed to be ma'anahim. The pasuk says, he will stay with you in the place that Hashem has chosen. Batov lo, lo tonenu. Do not violate ona'a with him. What is ona'a? Insulting, taking advantage of, lo tonenu. That is the isser. So we have three isurim, lo sases, in the Torah regarding ona. There is the general isser of ona that applies to every Jew. That is the isser mitzvah shin lamed ches that we had back in Parshas Bahar. Shalo lahonos echad mi Yisrael bidvarim. One is not allowed to violate ona. This is ona'as dvarim. We know there's an isra of ona'as mamon also, ripping somebody off, all the different details and rules of what is mutter, what is usser, what are you allowed to overcharge, 1/6, more than 1/6, less than 1/6, all the details described. But this is not that. This is the isra of ona'as dvarim. Klomar, says the chinuch there, shalom nomar li Yisrael dvarim sheyach ivuhu, v'yitza'aruhu, not to tell a Jew the words that will hurt him or pain him, ve'ein bo koach le'azar me'em, and there's nothing that he can do about it. That is the isser of ona'a. Like he quotes the Gemara Bamitzia Nunches, Kate said, Emhaya bal tshuva, lo yomar lo zachar ma'asecha rishonim, do not remind somebody of their past. If somebody is sick, not to say something about his past that might have caused. To tell people to go somewhere, go to such and such a store, and you know that that store doesn't have any, just trying to get them away from you, so then you're being violating ona with these people, and even maybe the storekeeper that you're sending them to. So all of these, taking advantage, is the pasuk at the end of Vayikra, v'lo sonu ish es amiso. One is not allowed to take advantage, violate ona with a fellow Jew. That's a general isser of ona, but there are two other isurim, at least, that apply to ona as well. Specifically, number one is the mitzvah, the losase, relating to ona'as dvarim for a ger. Two people who are very susceptible and they are inherently, naturally lower, so to speak, than the average Jew, and therefore they can be taken advantage of. The Torah goes out of his way to say no. Another isser, not just regular ona'as dvarim for a fellow Jew, but a separate isser for a ger. That's the mitzvah earlier in Parshas Mishpatim, mitzvah Samach Gimel. Shenimnanu milahonos hager afilu bedvarim. One is not allowed to take advantage of a ger, but echa mina umo shenis gayer. Not just bal tshuva, which is the regular mitzvah of ona'as dvarim that applies to all Jews, but it says v'ger lo sonev lo silchatzenu, the pasuk in Mishpatim in Perachah Beis. V'yavol bishanu musharim b'zeh b'Yisrael, and even though there's a general mitzvah for all Jews, v'zeh, but here, kivon shenichnas b'dateinu areiku Yisrael, and this ger, this convert now is a full Jew, hosif akasif lanu asharabo. We have another one, v'gam nichbala. We says it again and again. Why? Lefisha inyan ona a love krova yoser mi bi Yisrael. It's very likely that people would take advantage of him because of the state that he's in. Ki Yisrael yeshlo goalim shetov and albono. He doesn't have any relatives. He doesn't have the background. He doesn't know how to respond. And therefore, we have to be extra careful about a ger. The chinuch there also adds that if you insult him enough, maybe he'll want to go back to being a non-Jew, and it's already too late. He already accepted Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and therefore he's not able to go back. Right? One has to realize that as well. It also applies regarding the isser of a bal tshuva, but this is the isser of a ger. Right? The Gemara even gives an example, an extreme example of ona'a, even one of the greats, Pashas, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, remember the story by Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish when he convinced Reish Lakish to become frum after he was abandoned. He saw him in the water. He said, become frum. You know, I'll give you my sister. I'll convince my sister to marry you. And the Gemara continues and describes to us the friendship that Rabbi Yochanan had with Reish Lakish, after all, and they had so much Torah that they learned together. But towards the end, they were discussing. The Gemara describes in Bamitzi on Daf Pedal and Aleph. Gemara describes how they were discussing a certain sword, whether it was Bakabal Tumah or not. And Rabbi Yochanan just makes a comment, came out a little too quickly. He says, "Oh, Mistami, you know about this. Listius, listaa, belistayuse yada." And Reish Lakish hears that, and he says, "Umay mahanis li hasam kar Rebbe kar liyachal kar Rebbe kar le." Reish Lakish gets depressed, and he gets sick, physically ill. And Reish Lakish all of a sudden says, "No, ahanilach, now you're close to the Shechina." Rabbi Yochanan gets upset, Reish Lakish gets upset, and Rechaman al-Islam, the tragic end of the story, that Reish Lakish dies, and eventually Rabbi Yochanan cannot bear to be without his chavrusa, without his Talmud, without his brother-in-law, and he also dies out of that story. That's an extreme case of what can happen when there is ona'as dvarim. So there's ona'as dvarim of a fellow Jew. There's an Oz Dvarim of a Ger. And today's mitzvah, that's all background. Today we have Onaz Dvarim when it comes to an Eved Kenani. What is an Eved Kenani? Is something connected like a Ger. An Eved Kenani is a non-Jew who started the Gerus process. He was Tovel, went to a mikvah l'shem Eved Kenani, and he's chayv in mitzvahs like an Isha, and he will try to convince him, like the Rambam describes based on the Gemara in Yevamos, we'll try to convince him at the end of the year to become fully Jewish. If not, he can reject it and go back to being a non-Jew. Right? That's an Eved Kenani, is only partially. So this person also is in a very delicate situation where he can be taken advantage of. So the Torah goes out of its way and says, Lo tonenu, do not violate ona with him. Ah, you're only half Jewish, you're not chayv in too many mitzvahs, v'chulu, chas v'shalom. We can't do that, and we have to protect him. So, we have the mitzvah, Tavkuf Samach Tes, right here, 569. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenim Nanu, Shelo Lahonos Ha'eved Haboreach Eleinu Michutz Laaretz Laaretz. Right, we have to not violate ona. Val zeh nemar, and that's our pasuk. Imcha yeshiv bekir b'cha, b'makom asher yivchar, b'tov lo tonenu, v'lashon sifri lo tonenu, zu onaz dvarim. Klomar, shelo necharfeyu unevazehu bidvarim. V'kol shekein b'maisa. Not with words, not with actions. Right? We have to do everything we can to make sure we don't take advantage. This is not only in words, even in faces. Sometimes we could have facial expressions that can make somebody feel bad. Somebody can be doing something, and we can embarrass them and show our displeasure by just making a frown, making a funny face. That itself could be a violation of ona. It's such a standard that we have to live up to, right? And even if somebody's l'shem shemayim in some cases, right? The Gemara that we know in Bamitzia, also on Daf Nun Tesimabes, where the Gemara talks about the Tanur Shel Achnoi, where all the Rabbanim were against Rabbi Lazar, they argued with Rabbi Lazar, and eventually, after Rabbi Lazar tries to prove his case from the walls of the Beis Medrash, and from the tree, and from the water, and even from a baskol, and Rabbi Yeshua says, Lo Bashamayimi, and at the end of the story, they put Rabbi Eliezer in Cherim, and once that occurred, Rabbi Lazar's wife knew that if he would daven, because he had ona'a done to him, so to speak, if he would daven, then it would be a dangerous situation for the rest of the Rabbanan, and therefore she made sure that he never said tachnun. What does it mean, never said tachnun? So before she explained, he never said tachnun right after Shmona Esrei. That gives tachnun the power, and she made sure that he never said it. There was one day, though, the Gemara says, maybe it was a one-day Rosh Chodesh, she thought it was a two-day Rosh Chodesh, or maybe there was an ani that came to the door. Lamaisa, he got to say tachnun, and she knew something terrible would happen, and Rabbi Gamliel was nifter that day, and she knew it. And they said, "How did you know?" And she says, "Kach mekubani mibeis Abi Abba, kol hashnasharim ninalim chutz bishari ona." Even if all the gates are closed in Shamayim, the shar, the gate of someone who was taken advantage of, so he says, "Ona done to them." Says that gate is never closed, and therefore I knew something terrible was going to occur. So this is the Isra of Ona, which we have these three losases relating to, and it's a very serious discussion. If you look in the Aleinu L'Shabeach, Rav Zilberstein Sefer, on Parshas Bahar, where he talks about Ona, he gives some amazing examples. He says, the Chazon Ish says, imagine the greatest life a person could have. What do you think the Chazon Ish would say? He would say, the greatest life is somebody who learns Shas 100 times. He says, Sheha Osher HaGadol B'Yoser B'Chayim Hilavar Eskol HaChayim Mibli Lifgoa Ba'af Yehudi. If somebody could go through life and not make someone else feel bad, sometimes it's out of our control, but whatever we could do to try to not make people feel bad, imagine. You don't have a greater life than that. Not a greater life than that. And it starts at home. Rav Shlomo Zalman whenever he used to come home to his wife, right before he walked into the door, he fixed his jacket, he made himself look neat. He says, no, I can't bring whatever was outside. I have to make sure I address appropriately. And I get ready to meet my wife, right? Onas Isha, the Ishto. He says, that's where it starts. We have to make sure that we properly get prepared in terms of how we live with our spouse. He talks about an interesting halachic discussion there in the Aleinu L'Shaveach. He says there was a doctor that had a boy that came to him, and he had a certain illness, but the boy was somewhat off the derech. And the doctor said, hey, maybe this is a good opportunity to use to be able to bring him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, he tells him that the illness is a little more serious than it is. And that, it happened. It had the right results. The boy said, oh my goodness, I have to start doing tshuva. He starts doing tshuva. He's chozer v'tshuva v'chulu. But the doctor then thinks to himself, maybe I did the wrong thing. Maybe I acted shalom kedin. After all, look at Penina and Chana. Right? Penina, what does Chazal say? She made Chana upset. She made fun of Chana, so Chana got upset. She davened even harder and eventually had a son. But Chazal fought Penina. She shouldn't have done that. Right? How could you do that to your sister? And therefore, maybe the doctor also acted improperly. So the Aleinu L'Shaveach says, look in the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov tells a story where two Jews were at a Din Torah, and the Rav, the Shvus Yaakov himself, was asked a question, and he knew the answer right away. But he wanted the Bali Dinim to take the Din seriously, so he says, let me think about it for a week. Come back in a week. And he come back in a week, and then he gives the answer, and he knew that they only listened to it because they thought it was a serious question, and the Rav thought about it for a long time, and if he would have given an answer on the spot, they would have said, eh. Right, it's not so serious of an answer. So the Shvus Yaakov won, right, that case, it's the same kind of thing. He was ma'ana the din. He delayed. Isn't this all inui hadin and ona? So, explain the acronym, or the Aleinu L'Shaveach says no. But the Shvus Yaakov, it was all for the good of the Ba'alei Dinim. He knew if he would not delay, then they would just throw it all away and they would be nizok. They would be damaged, because if you're motzi laz on Danyani Yisrael, then forget it, ain rufu al makaso. And therefore it was their good. But Penina, who asked Penina to get involved with Chana? Who asked her? And therefore here too, the doctor, he doesn't answer exactly whether it was the right thing, but it's, he leaves it open exactly what the right thing to do was in that situation. Weiter, now in the Sefer HaChinuch, Mishar Shia Mitzvah. Let me explain the same isser, the same message is right what I wrote earlier, what we read before. Kitam Shteim Shava, they're both in situations of people taking advantage of them. The Alkein Akel Barachu, just like the Ger, so too this Eved that's here, that's lonely, that decided to run away. To be mistofif tachas kanfi yashchini. He wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael. Kemosha osiv lav onas hager l'cholshas nafsho. Bioso nachri besocha am. Just like there's an extra lav by the ger. Kemosha osiv lav onas ha'eved. Shu yoter cholosh hanefesh v'nivzem in hager. And he's also lowly and could be looked at as disgraceful in people's eyes. Shalot tomar zeo eved v'enolav kpeda. People shouldn't say, it's an eved. Don't worry. There's nothing wrong with taking advantage of him. Right, many times we're told that Gemara in Bamitzia says that the Isra of Ona is repeated many times over in the Torah to make sure we take it seriously. Says the Gemara, Tanya Blazer Gadol Omer, Bipnei Mahis Hira Torah Balamid Vav Mekomos. Why did the Torah say so many times? Don't take advantage. Ki Gerim Hayisem Be'eretz Mitzrayim. It's a very serious issue, and the Torah constantly reminds us, Ki Gerim Hayisem. What does that mean? You went through it. You should realize the situation that he's in. The Shemen Atov in Parshas Kedoshim, in the second volume, he says an even deeper thought related to this, and that is, he says, you find historically, he says, you would have thought the opposite, but he says, you find historically many times, look throughout history, people who were oppressed, people who were downtrodden, and finally get their freedom, you would think they would be the nicest, the most special, the most kind people, because of the way, what they went through, and they would say, oh, I would never do this, but you find just the opposite in history, many times. Dafka, somebody who is sovel, he turns out to be the biggest achzari, and the meanest. I went through it, they go through it too, and they want to have revenge at society, and they want people to be downtrodden under them. They want to take the place. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying. Right? Ki ger me'yisem eretz Mitzrayim. And you might think, well, if you were downtrodden, so then other people could also be downtrodden. I don't have to worry about them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no. No, ki ger me'yisem eretz Mitzrayim. You have to act. You have to act with proper standards and proper ideals. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik also talks about this in Logic of the Heart, Logic of the Mind, where he discusses most liberation movements in the annals of history have been followed by a period of chaos and bloodshed. following the period of the French Revolution, he says, after 1917 in Russia, many times he says, what are the reasons? The first and most common reason is this reigning sense of confusion over the shift of power, the not knowing what's going to be. Secondly, victims of harsh slavery or persecution tend to throw off the shackles of moral law. Throw it all away, I just need freedom. Thirdly, an oppressed people seek revenge and meets out cruelty to all those in its way, whether oppressors or harmless bystanders. You have this. Or finally, the most important destructive factor isn't the actual physical backlash, but the loss of values in the struggle, leading to cultures consumed in years of turmoil and searching for a renewed identity. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us free, he Dafka gave us instructions right away. And so many instructions. Ki geirim hayisem be'eretz Mitzrayim. Don't take advantage of those who are now in the situation that you are in. You must realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you into that situation. We know we had to be in Mitzrayim into the Korah Barzel. That was the birth pangs and the years, the 210 years that we had to be formed in there to get to the bottom and then start going up with Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf and Maimon Har Sinai. But never forget the situation that you were in, and don't do that to other people. Even Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz points out in one of his sichos, that's why we dafka got the mitzvah of Shichur Eved Ivri, the Medrash says, as we left Mitzrayim. Remember this feeling that you have as going free? So I'm giving the mitzvah of Shichur Avadim, because being a Shachar one's Eved is very difficult. It's not one of the easier mitzvos. Right, he works for me, so I have to let him free. So we got that mitzvah, dafka, Yetzias Mitzrayim, so we remember the feeling of what they went through. Good. V'yadanu bebeirur. Let's keep going in the chinuch. Shezeho eved vager. Shehu's har numi lohonos osam afilu bedvarim. This eved, today's mitzvah, and the ger, the mitzvah back we had earlier mishpatim, that we are warned against taking advantage of them and insulting them with words. Shneiem kiblu atorah latzmam. They both will makabel the Torah on themselves. The ger fully, the eved partially. They've come. Klomar sheger zeu ger tzedek. The ger is a full convert. V'ha'eved hu eved shamol v'tovel l'shem avdus. He is partially Jewish. The Sham Bonas Agir Kamochim Balabonas Achaver Yisrael. Right, you have to realize they came of their own volition, and in a sense, they're on an even higher level than somebody who didn't have the choice, who was born into it. This relates to the Rambam that we like to quote. The Rambam in his letter that he wrote to a ger, to Rabbi Ovadia Hager. And the questioner says, I'm being made fun of, it's terrible, they're screaming at me, they're saying I used to be an idol worshiper. So the Rambam starts off with beautiful words. And he asks, firstly, halachically, am I allowed to say all the brachos, like Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosav, Asher Bachar Banu, Shotzisanu Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Asanisim La'Avoseinu, what do I do with all those brachos? Ask Rabbi Ovadia to the Rambam. And the Rambam says, say exactly what a Jew from birth says. Yesh lecha lomar hakol kesiknon. V'al tishane dover. Don't change anything. El kamo sheyispalel v'yavarech. Kol ezrach miYisrael. Kach roi lecha levarech ulispalel. Same words. Bein shespalel to yechidi. Bein shayita shliach tzibur. Whether you're the chazan or not. Even if you're downing privately, say the same words. V'ikar adover why? She'avram avinu hu shalimid kolam hiskilam. You come from Avraham. He is all of our rebbes. V'odiyam derech ha'emes. V'yichudu shalak arish parach Hashem, Avram Avinu taught monotheism to the world. U'bot b'avodah zarah. V'hefer b'avodasa. V'kol ha'miyachid shmo shalak arish parach hu. Whoever believes in monotheism and is miyachid shmo shal Hashem. K'mo shakasav b'torah. Talmidav shal Avram Avinu u'b'nei beisohu. You're part of Avram's family. V'kulo hechzir l'batorah. Lamutav, and he brought them all back. V'chulu, and therefore, lefichach yesh l'chalomar l'kein l'kein avoseinu she'Avraham u'avicha v'yesh l'chalomar she'inchalda z'avoseinu she'la'Avram nitzna ha'aretz. Aval, what will I say if you show say sonu mi Mitzrayim asa nisim l'avoseinu? So that's up to you. Imratisa l'shanos v'lomar show say sonu Yisrael mi Mitzrayim v'shasa nisim li Yisrael emar. If you want to say that did Nisim to Israel, fine. V'imlo shinita klum ein b'kach efsed. If you don't change anything, it's fine. Why? Me'achar shenechnasta tachas kanfei ashchina v'nolvesa al Hashem. Once you have chosen to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein kan hefresh beinenu beincha. There's no difference between me and you, says the Rambam, the greatest rabbi of the time. V'chol anisim shenasu ki'ilu lanu v'lecha nasu. It's as if it's done to both of us. Shekfar bachar b'cha HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hivdilcha min umos v'nasan l'cha Torah shatora lanu v'lagerim nitna. The Torah was given to all of us, and therefore realized, and even in Bikurim, Bikurim, you could say exactly what a regular Jew says. That's what the Rambam says, and at the end he again emphasizes, you're amazing, you have chosen, v'hikir akol v'yada v'rada v'achrei Hashem, v'avar b'derech HaKodesh, v'nis'avak ba'afa ragli Moshe Rabbeinu, v'rabban shalkol anaviyim, v'chavis b'mitzvosav, this is you, you're amazing, and I give you a big pat on the back, says the Rambam. So that's what he says here. They were mekabel atar al atzmam, and therefore they should have our shevach, not our ona'a chas v'shalom. Finishes the chinuch, v'noa gizr zeshel alohonos ha'eved, shabrach me'adonu l'eretz v'shachar v'nekevus, the mitzvah applies to men and women, b'cholzman, always. What does always mean? That's what the Sefer Chinuch said at the end of yesterday's mitzvah. It also applies always. And the Minchas Chinuch noted only in Eretz Yisrael, because that's where you have halachas of Eved Kenani. Eved Kenani applies there, and only applies to lands of Eretz Yisrael that were Niskadesh, that are still Niskadesh, where the Kedusha Shnia was not Bata. But if somebody violates this and takes advantage of an Eved Kenani that ran and came to Eretz Yisrael, they violate this Isser, but there is no Malkus, as we've said many times, because it's possible to violate the Isser without a Maisa. That is the Sefer HaChinuch's Shita, that if you could violate it without a Maisa, that even if you actually do a Maisa, you do not violate. Remember, other Rishonim hold the opposite. The Rambam seems to say that even if you don't do a Maisa, if you could do a Maisa, then you would get Malkus. Like Chasima Bakol. If I muzzle an animal, not with something physical, but every time the animal is about to eat, I go, I make a sound to make sure the animal doesn't eat. So that, you'd get Malkus for that. Even though you didn't do an action in that specific case. Okay, there's a lot more here, but we'll stop here. Next time we'll get into the 570s.